Any questions that you three receive from community-based oncologists that we haven't touched on?
The big question for me is always what to do with the brain metastasis. I'd be here to hear what Jan and Ron have to say. In the radiated, presumably they had gamma knife and or surgery, and they're mostly ineligible for the clinical trials. So you have to sort of decide if you're going to treat them with an anti-vascular agent. So those are the questions I get all the time. Is it safe? When is it safe? And if they bleed, what do I do? Well, what I've done is say that if all the metastases have either been removed or and treated with gamma knife, that I see no reason not to use the tyrosine kinase inhibitors. That's the answer I give. I've not had a lot of experience, and I've treated only maybe two or three patients like this. I've so far not had any catastrophic problems, but it always makes me nervous. Ron, you probably had more than I've had.
Yeah, I mean, we've treated a fair number of people who've had gamma knife already with sorafenib or sunitinib. We've only had one patient bleed. He was a physician. He bled twice into a tumor. So it does happen, but it's not that frequent. I think it's legitimate to treat these people with these drugs and to say that the risk of bleeding is there, but I don't know how to estimate it. I think it's low, but, yeah. You know.
Was there anything special about the timing after the gamma knife therapy?
You know, not that I recall. Okay. Not that I can tell you.
I haven't had any complications.